This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Here's a situation that might sound familiar. Your spouse or partner is paying too much attention to the office flirt. It goes from silly to serious, to a searing breach of trust. The cheating in that case is pretty cut and dry. But in our digital age, what if that flirting is happening online? Through texts, emails, maybe a racy video. But the people never actually hook up in person. So is it cheating then? Internet infidelity. That's the question that landed in Boston Globe columnist Meredith Goldstein's inbox. She is the Love Letters advice columnist at Boston.com. Meredith Goldstein, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
And just a note to our listeners, this has the potential of being an adult conversation, so if you have kids, you might want to figure out what to do about that. But Meredith, so why don't you just give us a little excerpt of this letter that landed in your box and let us know what the trouble is.
I'd first like to talk about the fantastic sign-off. This letter writer calls herself Internet Killed the Pornography Star. I really enjoyed that. But she basically writes in and says that her significant other, Joe, who I believe she's already broken up with at this point, had confessed, you know, actually just told her that he was taking part in a chat roulette-style internet site where he would talk to women, interact with them, and he considered it a basic pornography that was okay to take part in a relationship. And she basically said, is this okay? Is there a difference between someone interacting with someone online and just looking at a picture? What is internet cheating? And talk about a big question.
Well, in fact, I think she said that she thought that just looking at plain pornography was not cheating.
Yeah, she said, you know, I'm okay with magazines and pictures and maybe even videos, but the idea that there's an actual human out there that my boyfriend is interacting with, you know, and this person exists, that became cheating to her. So she was just wondering, you know, what are the rules? Not an easy one.
All right, so how'd you respond?
Well, you know, not to dodge the question, but my answer to her was really, it depends on the couple, and you have to set your own boundaries, which is, you know, if he's on some chat roulette style site talking to some woman in another country who he'll never see, never meet, he doesn't have an emotional relationship with, and you're cool with that, well, then suddenly it's not cheating. There are some couples who believe that, you know, emailing a you know, friend in the office is cheating. Every couple has to talk about what's okay, what are the boundaries. To me, though, if you're having an emotional relationship with a real human who is in another place and you see them and interact with them, well, yeah, it's probably cheating.
Okay, listeners, so do you agree or disagree? Is that cheating or not, especially when it comes to our digital lives?
Right.
And has this happened to you? We definitely want to know your thoughts and stories, so give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston. And to help us answer these actually really thorny questions, we're joined in the studio by Carlton Kendrick. He's a licensed therapist in private practice and author of Honey, Take Out Your Nose Ring, We're Going to Grandma's, Hanging In, Holding On, and Letting Go of Your Teen. Carlton Kendrick, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Meghna.
So if someone is interacting with someone online in a suggestive, beyond flirty way, is that infidelity?
Here's the only answer you need to ask yourself, the only one. And it applies to in-person relationships, face-to-face, and it applies to all digital relationships. Is what you're doing, your behavior, would it hurt your partner? This is for people in an exclusive, committed, mutually consensual relationship. Would your behavior, would what you're doing, hurt your partner and your relationship? This thing that you're keeping or things that you're keeping secret from your partner. If the answer is yes, professionally, for over 30 years, this is my definition, umbrella definition of infidelity. So, yes, you are being unfaithful.
So the possibility of emotional pain is enough to qualify as a breach of trust.
Yes.
But what if your partner's especially sensitive and just kind of overreacts?
I have to wonder, what if your partner looking at a picture of an actress, let's say, who's much skinnier than you, makes you feel upset? Does that count as cheating? I mean, where do you draw that line?
Well, as I say, the line is drawn when you're talking about couples who form relationships and then really go through a fairly arduous task of establishing what fidelity means to them. I mean, virtually every couple I've ever met, couples who have stayed together for 40 years, couples who have you know, divorced after 7 months. They have talked about the nature of fidelity. And yes, I would agree, Meredith, every couple needs to come to that operating definition. Now we have to incorporate the digital world, don't we, into that operating definition.
You know, one thing I told this letter writer is that I really believed that her issue with his, you know, quote unquote, infidelity online had more to do with other things that were going on in her relationship. That if you're in a very strong, healthy relationship where there are no other doubts, the idea of somebody looking at a picture or chatting with someone in a chat room might not be bothersome. But if it's a symptom of a greater problem, and usually it is once you get as far as interacting with someone else, you know, you really can't blame the medium as much as you can say, well, again, there's something greater here that we haven't addressed.
There's something greater, and clearly in this one's letter, this to me was not the tipping point. She makes reference to many other things that were happening at the time anyway.
She in fact says the trust issues are what got her to browse her boyfriend's computer to begin with.
Yeah, but once you start checking the history on somebody's MacBook Pro, you know you're in a bad place, I think.
And indeed, which is a breach of fidelity in my
right
view
there.
As well.
Right.
So this spiraled, you know, rather rapidly.
And this is I frequently get letters from people who have done the snooping and the, you know, that's a part of it.
We've got a lot of callers who have something to say
not
about
surprised.
This. Neil is calling from I-93. He's on the road. Welcome to Radio Boston, Neil.
Thank you very much. So, my statement is that if we are arbitrarily drawing lines, you know, about what's acceptable, you know, we've got an issue. You know, it seems to me like trust is what is at stake here. And, you know, if you have a relationship with somebody, you know, the question is what does that relationship mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm married, which I am for 25 years, then I'm committed to this one person, to this one soul, to this one woman. And, you know, If I betray that trust in any way by, you know, looking at porn or participating online in chat rooms and that, you know, then I've betrayed that.
Neil, thank
I
you.
Mean, it's pretty cut and dry.
Cut and dry. Okay, good. Thank you so much for your call. We've got a lot of people who might feel a tiny bit differently. Let's see who we have next. We've got Joan from West Roxbury. Welcome to Radio Boston, Joan.
Oh, hi, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. What's your thought?
My experience has been with internet porn and also internet affairs in terms of my partner had actually been perusing internet porn sites. I found out and said, okay, that's something that men do sometimes. And then I found out that he was actually having an affair online with someone, accidentally coming across naked photos of her in his computer. When I found that out, we talked very, very openly and very clearly, and it was a horrible breach of trust that took months and months to get over. But in the end, it actually improved the strength of the trust in our relationship.
Joan, thank you so much for your call. Meredith and Carlton, I mean, what do you make about that? Cut and dry, or the fact that it is, I don't want to call it a bump on the road, but since we were talking about how these internet infidelity is a symptom of a larger problem, that you could actually maybe work your way through it.
Well, certainly, yeah.
Well, some people are that cut and dried. For this gentleman, he and his wife have a cut and dried relationship of what would constitute infidelity. The last caller discovers infidelity, yes, in her relationship, talks about it, goes through excruciating pain, and comes out on the other side stronger. I have seen that happen over and over in my therapy practice, as well as relationships disintegrate because of that.
Okay, so let me ask you, and Meredith definitely would love to hear your opinion on this, because you said if you think what you're doing could harm or hurt your partner, then it is infidelity. But in the digital age, when people are communicating constantly via text, constantly via IM, Facebook, and maybe there is a sort of built-in level of flirtation which people don't think is hurtful, but, you know, they may not realize that their partner is feeling somewhat betrayed about that, that we're still sort of feeling, we're still sussing out what okay means of interaction are when you're not actually face-to-face. What do you do about that?
I think when you're saying sussing out, absolutely that's true. I think, however, if you are in an intimate relationship, a mutually respectful intimate relationship with your partner, if you play back those texts, if you say them to yourself out loud and then say, if I told Meredith this, what would her response be? That's your measuring stick. That's all you have to do. I mean, I'm not simplifying it. I'm saying if you don't have that much of an emotional understanding of your mate, you don't have a very deep relationship.
Right. And for some people, the idea that their spouse is looking at naked pictures online, it wouldn't shock them. It wouldn't bother them. But perhaps a Facebook message from an ex-sweetheart from high school would be that much more bothersome. So I think it is a golden rule situation. You know, would you be upset if your partner did this behind your back? Is what you just wrote or looked at something you would not feel comfortable telling your partner about at all? So, you know, to me, the definition is different for every couple. Again, some people don't even like friendships outside of the marriage. Other people, you know, they're much more flirtatious, they're social, and they're very confident, and it doesn't bother them.
And are you keeping this a secret?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
then,
a big
then you
question.
Know something's going
yes.
on.
Is this a secret? Bang.
And there is a difference between privacy and secret. You don't have to show all the pictures to the to your significant other, but, you know, would you be ashamed if they knew?
I want to get
good
one,
word, oh, ashamed.
I want to get one more call in here, someone who might actually know exactly what we're talking about. Sam is calling from Providence. Welcome to Radio Boston, Sam.
Hi. I'm calling to say I got involved in one of these unwittingly emotional affairs, I guess. It just started as a friendship, and then, you know, more complicated feelings got involved. I'm not married, but this person was. And I had to cut it off in the end because we actually ended up meeting a few times. We'd gone to college together, and a long time ago. And it was very clear that I couldn't participate in a deception like that.
Sam, thank you so much for your call. Meredith.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the greater issue here is that a lot of people are reaching out to exes and people from their past because of, you know, Facebook and the like. But
it's so easy now, yeah.
Yeah, but and that's why I feel actually even better about these sites like Chat Roulette, where you're actually dealing with strangers. I certainly wouldn't recommend it, but I think it's the real emotionally intimate relationships that feel more like a cheat than a picture of a woman who may or may not exist and could be a robot and lives in another country.
Carlton Kendrick, we've got barely a minute here to go. So when people come into your office saying, I found the cheating online, how do you advise them on the beginnings of how to deal with it?
I ask them what hurt you the most about this.
And then how do they work through that?
They work through that by bringing in their spouse or partner and talking about what he or she was attempting to do and why he or she was keeping it
a secret. Do you see a lot of this in your office?
I've seen exponentially more involved with the digital world.
Wow. Yeah, and I get more letters every day about it.
Well, that is Meredith Goldstein. She is the love letters columnist for the Boston Globe and Boston.com. Meredith, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And Carlton Kendrick, licensed therapist in private practice and author of Honey, Take Out Your Nose Ring, We're Going to Grandma's, Hanging In, Holding On, and Letting Go of Your Teen. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio Boston.
Pleasure, Magna.
Up next, remembering the Space Shuttle Challenger. This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.